listener production.
Hi and welcome to Mackay and with Sunday's local news. I'm Lachlan Itter with the stories from our backyard and beyond. A partly cloudy start to the week awaits us as Mackay heads for 31 degrees. Here's what we're covering this Monday, January 30. More rainfall hits the region, bonds are almost ready for takeoff, and local gridiron players make history. We've had even more heavy rainfall across Mackay and the Whit Sundays over the weekend, with much of our region recording up to 100 mils last week. More than 68 mils fell at Proserpine on Saturday, while 14 mils fell in Mackay. Road closures are still in place around the Eaton Homebush area and Finch Hatton, while travel along the Yungala Range Road remains under time restrictions. Further rainfall is expected later in the week, though it should be fairly light compared to what we've had. It's been a busy weekend for emergency services dealing with traffic crashes across the region, including a number of bicycle incidents. A person was seriously injured after falling from a mountain bike in Walkerston on Saturday morning. They were taken to Mackay Hospital with a significant head injury and leg fracture, while a man was taken to hospital with head and shoulder injuries after falling from a bike in the city on Friday night. The Defence and Veterans Legal Service received more inquiries from Queensland than any other state last year regarding the Royal Commission into Defence and Veterans Suicide. Lawyer Rachel Vincent says 341 inquired, and time is running out for veterans who want to have their voices heard.
You have until April 28th to request a one-on-one, completely private meeting with a commissioner, and any submissions have to be in by October 13.
There's close to 1,500 veterans living in Mackay and the Whit Sundays. If you need support, please contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. And excitement is building ahead of Bonza's inaugural flight to Whit Sunday Coast Airport tomorrow. Tickets have got on sale for the first batch of flights, which will eventually see Proserpine connected to Newcastle, Toowoomba and the Sunshine Coast, while Mackay will see flights to Melbourne, Cairns and the Sunny Coast. Chief Commercial Officer Carly Povey says thousands of people are already booking tickets.
Our second flight is from the Sunshine Coast to Mackay. And then the following week, we start to introduce our friends in Rocky, Townsville. We continue to roll out to Avalon and many other places across regional New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland.
Let's take a look at some sport now. The Port City Pirates haven't been able to manage a win during their final home game of the regional Queensland gridiron season. The Mackay Mavericks had a comfortable 28-6 lead by halftime, finishing with 55-8 in favour of Mackay. It means the Mavericks will play in their first ever Reef Bowl when they take on Townsville in Cairns this weekend. And a bumper weekend of basketball has wrapped up as top spots are awarded in the Australia Day basketball competition. Hoop Dreaming came away victorious against North Mackay Magic in the Division 1 men's comp, winning 82-62, while Souths were undefeated throughout to claim the win in the women's comp. And now you're up to date with what's happening in Mackay, the Whit Sundays and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion. I'll be back later with more local news.